Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4-3. So now that Mishnah will discuss things that are kind of shayach, they're connected to, they're associated with the idol, but they're not serving the idol or glorifying the idol or decorating the idol directly at all. They're not some sort of an accessory to the idol. So the examples the Mishnah gives is going to be if you have a garden or a bathhouse, which is in the general vicinity around the idol and its temple, but it's not there for the serving the idol or to glorify the idol directly, just part of the property of the extended property, if you will, of the idol at the temple. So then, under certain circumstances, it'll be permitted to get benefit from such a thing. Says the Mishnah inside, Avodazar Shahaya La Gina Omerchatz. If you have an idol which, like, in its precinct connected to it is some kind of garden or some kind of bathhouse. So says the Mishnah, Nehenin Mehen Shalo Batova, Ve Nehenin Mehen Batova. You may get benefit from it if you're not giving tova, but you can't if you are giving tova. Now, most Rishonim learn that the tova we're talking about here is money. If you're giving some kind of funds, you're paying for access to the bathhouse, which is associated with the idolatrous temple. So it happens essentially you're giving money which will benefit the komer, the priest, the idolatrous priest who serves this idol, and therefore essentially you are benefiting the idol service by supporting the priest, and therefore it's totally forbidden. Whereas if you're going there for free, it is permitted. Now, Rabbeinu Tam learns that we're talking here about tova means even just saying thank you to the balabais, we'll call it, you know, the komer, the priest. It's also forbidden. And halacha reflects both of these things, right? Now it says, Hayashala v'shalacherim. If the bathhouse or this garden, which is associated with the idolatrous temple, belongs to a joint ownership between the priests of this temple and other non-idolatrous peoples, even let's say even a Jew. So then, nen mehen, bein betovo, vein shelo betovo. Then it becomes permitted to get benefit from the bathhouse or the garden, whether or not you're giving tova. Now let's learn tova means money here. So what this means, says the Gemara, is the amount of money you're paying is less than the going rate for a general admission to a general bathhouse elsewhere. So you're not really benefiting, you're sort of getting a bargain in your own right, and the money, now we're saying, is not benefiting the comer because it's going to the joint ownership of the other person, the non-idolatrous priest, and therefore it's not considered to be a benefit that's prohibited.